the metaphor of tracking, I think works particularly well at this point in the retreat, kind of at the heart of the retreat, and you have a much higher sensitivity for seeing or sensing the tracks of the Dharma path. Every step, every breath, every thought, really, is a fork. And one fork goes to some of these qualities we associate with the path of liberation. So one fork goes towards freedom, towards peace, towards greater harmony, to calm. Another path goes to something that closes doors, something that it agitates, something that is stressful. And sort of to be kind of acutely attuned to the difference between these two things. And you don't have to understand a lot, like with your thinking, for example. There's no need to do a sophisticated analysis of what you're thinking about. All you have to do is to feel or sense which is free of stress and what is with stress. What's the way of using the mind, of using attention here, that feels like it's following a... This is where the door is open. This is where the path opens up to a beautiful way of going forward, more harmonious, more peaceful, more calm, more free. So I don't know what the exact way of characterizing this for you is. Everyone will be a little different. There's a distinction between wholesome and unwholesome, skillful and unskillful. There's a distinction between what in one way or other has an ouch in it, and the other path fork that has an ah, this is good, this is right. And so when we get to a certain point in practice, we can kind of see the path open up in front of us. We can kind of feel, in some languages, say where the call is. This is where we're called to. We're called by something profound, something beautiful, something sacred. There's a calling. Oh, that's where it is. And these other things that I want to do, or the way that I have aversion towards my pain in my knee, there's no calling to that. That's just a demand from someplace. But where the calling is, the Dharma calling is, can I relate to my knee pain in a peaceful way? Can I be aware of it, take it into account? Can I think about it in ways that support me? Can I bring an attention to it that is harmonious, attuned to what's going on? And in this regard, this teaching today about diligence, vigilance, has a lot to do with the capacity to persist in all the little, small, moment-to-moment, ah, here's the calling, here's where the path is, here's where the door is. And that path might include taking your right to bed, the end of this, or it might be to stay here and sit longer into the night, or go in the walking meditation. So really listen deeply, feel deeply into yourself. Where's the onward moving, onward leading path? Where's the path towards freedom? Where's the calling that you would like to follow and lead? And in this way, you become your own teacher on this path. So may it be in this evening, middle of the retreat, that you spend a few moments, minutes, seeing what you can feel more deeply, that if you can see maybe where the path keeps opening for further practice. Thank you.